Computer. All right. Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. We are back again for another edition of the podcast Potluck. This time, this is going to be, some may consider controversial, others may consider riveting. I'm excited about it. We have Elizabeth Perez, and she is going to be talking to us about the work that she's doing with immigrants and migrant workers here in the United States to take it to a whole nother level. We want to talk a little bit about what's going on in her native country, or excuse me, her native state, because it is a part of the United States, Puerto Rico, and really what she's feeling about these young children that are being separated from their families and how they're being treated. So, Brains, help me welcome to the edge, Elizabeth Perez. Hola, mija. ¿Cómo estás?
Great. Sounds good. And I hope everybody is doing great like me.
Everybody is doing great like you. Great like you. So introduce yourself to my Brains. Tell them all about you.
Yes, my name is Elizabeth Perez Olivieri. I was born in Philadelphia, but when I was 8 months old, I was taken into a family as a foster child. And when I was 5 years old, my parents moved to Puerto Rico, where my family comes from, the birth family and my foster family comes from. And there I was until I was 33. And that was in 1998. And then I decide to move here to the state of Florida.
So why did you move to Florida? What's going on in Florida?
Yes, here my cousin lives with her husband. He's a pediatrician and neurologist in Palm Beach. He lives in Palm Beach. And I went to their house because that's my family. And they opened the doors for me. And I came here because I'm a citizen of the United States and I wanted to take advantage of all my benefits and share my gift, not just to the United States, but with the world.
That's right. That's right. Because you are a mover and a shaker. So tell them about the interesting work that you do.
Yes. I have a civic organization since 2013. It's called Honorable Enterprises, H-O-R-A, B as in boy, L-E, that's honorable, and then enterprises, okay? And my goal with this organization is to inform and educate the people in the areas of mindset, health, and finances, not just the Hispanics, but everybody that is interested in taking their life to the next level.
That's right. Well, you're an innovator and a game changer, and you started working in the fields with some of the migrant workers. You know, and I did that too. I worked for the American Red Cross, and they said, okay, you're going to be the outreach coordinator. And I really wanted to see how far I could outreach. And I know going on vacation, I used to see all of these migrant workers in the fields working. And so I said, you know what? I want to do that. Girl, I went out there and picked some onions and picked some lettuce and picked some asparagus. My life was forever changed. But the people there, they were so humble. And what people fail to realize is a lot of people that are working in these fields right now, they own those fields, okay? Don't think that they're just some poor, disenfranchised human being. They are smart. They are innovative. So tell them about the work that you've done with the migrant workers.
I never expected that I was going to work in this field. I am not a professional by study, but just by drive. And I believe in a higher power that is the one that guides me every second of the way. And in 2009, I started my process of divorce. And in 2011, that divorce was concluded, and I needed to raise my kids. I have two daughters. One of them now is going to turn 20 in August, and the other one is 17. She just turned 17 on April. That means I needed to do what I needed to do to help my daughters, because I was working in an office where I started as an interpreter for the Hispanic community here in Okeechobee County, where I live, I live in this small town that is like around 3 hours north from Miami and 1 hour 45 minutes south from Orlando. And I needed to, like I said, provide for my kids. And I was, like I said, working in Breakthrough Recovery Services, an office that give help for persons that have DUI or have DIP. And I became a facilitator, and I was doing the classes in English to the ladies and in Spanish to the males. Mm. But my boss died. Mm. And when my boss died, my work crumbled. And I need to, like I said, I got divorced. Then I have to provide for my daughters. And then that started my nightmare, working in a dairy.
Wow. So you really got a taste of it firsthand, because that's not something that was native to you. This is something that you put yourself into, this situation. Tell me a little bit about the people that you work with in the fields that are, you know, that are immigrants and the ones that have migrated.
It's like you say, it's a little bit controversial. And excuse me, my English, because even though I was raised in, I was born in Philadelphia. And when I moved to Puerto Rico, I was 5 years old. I didn't know one word of Spanish. Mm. So much so that I used to be bullied in the school because they used to say that I came from another planet. And all the kids around me, and that was really traumatic to me because I was just 6 years old, starting first grade. And seeing myself surrounded by teenagers, and I was in the middle, and all the kids was around me. It was really overwhelming for me. And I think that's why I block the English, and then I learn Spanish. And even though I speak English, I still speak it with an accent. And I try to speak as slow as possible, but we Puerto Ricans in Spanish speak fast. Mm-hmm. Then for me, it's a little bit difficult to speak English slow, and especially when I'm in a bad mood. When I'm angry, it goes worse. But I'm going to try to explain you as clear as possible.
You're doing a great job.
Thank you. I know that the Lord, I believe in a higher power, and I know that he puts us in situations sometimes because we need to leave a legacy, and we have to struggle. We have to go to certain situations to learn and to know what is needed out there in order for us to be able to help. Because I have that calling since I was a little kid to help other people. And when I was working in the fields 2 years in the dairy, I realized all the discrimination and all the hard stuff that goes there when they don't leave employees take breaks. And we are all day since 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. in the sun. And when you're going to go to the bathroom or take a little bit of water, they are screaming and yelling to you. And a lot of people fall to the floor because they was, I don't know how to say the whole word,
right.
but it was terrible. And thanks God, because I step up, they start to receive the treatment a little bit of what they are supposed to. And I'm going to continue fighting for them. I'm going to continue informing them. I have a battery of entrepreneurs, a big, big, big group of entrepreneurs, a lot of them billionaires, millionaires, that know about my dream that now is the goal about honorable enterprises. And I have, like I said, I have been sharing my life since 2013 as a testament of everything I have been going through. That way nobody can say that it's a lie.
Well, you know, there's a lot going on in the world. And, you know, we're talking about immigration that is at the forefront of what's going on here in the United States. And is ugly sauce is really ugly how people are being treated. And we're not just talking about migrant workers. Again, like I said, because I worked in the field and it is not for chumps. That you got to put your back into that work. OK, and they're serious. You got to be fast. You got to be on time. You got to be accurate. But there's a love and there's a camaraderie and there's a respect. So I pay you all the homage due. But you took it a step further. You not only want to work with them, but you want to educate them. You want to help them get their papers. You want to help them teach English. You want them to learn what it is to be a valuable, productive member of society here in the United States. You know, again, I am going to keep it 100 with your brains. You know, I got to be a little concerned about all the people that are coming across the border undocumented and all that, a flood of people, because I'm a taxpayer and I'm a U.S. citizen. But when you come here, treat people with dignity and respect. Don't separate their children from them. If you don't want them here, send their kids back with them. If you're going to detain them, give them the basic quality of life, food, shelter, water, being able to take a shower, being able to go through the process of trying to get legal resident status here. And then once you become a citizen, pay your taxes, you know, employ other people, be good citizens. So it's not just about Hispanic or Latin descent, because there's a lot of Africans, there's a lot of Asians that are coming into this country as well. But people are shining a spotlight on the Hispanic community, and they don't understand that they're indigenous people. You know, this was, especially San Diego, this was a part of their land. These are tribal people. And it's just such a disproportionate amount of respect. And even having the conversation, I want to talk to you a little bit about your native state of Puerto Rico. Have you been back there, or what's going on after that, horrific hurricane? People aren't talking too much about it anymore. Are people getting food, water, electricity? What's going on down there?
Over there, San Scott, they are getting on their feet. No, they are where they are not where we are. I include myself, no, because I'm part of them, because my family is from there and I was there almost my whole life. And I was there since I was 5 until I was 33. And let me tell you this, another thing that my organization is gonna do, because it's like I said, every money I get, not every money, but I'm saying every extra money that I can get, I'm gonna invest it in this organization. And another plan that I have, I already contact a lot of entrepreneurs, Hispanic, is that we're gonna build some houses in the borders, close to the border, and in those houses, we're going to educate people. We're going to provide them with knowledge about entrepreneurship. That way they can start exploring the different minerals and stuff that they have, or any kind of resource that they have in their country. That way they don't have to come here. Okay.
Right. And that's huge. I tell people, if you make your home a happy home, there's no need to leave. We may be wanting to go over there. You know, there's a lot of minerals, there's a lot of oil, there's a lot of resources, there's great land. Just have to work with the sanitation and the sewage and the corruption. But there's corruption over here too, so don't think it's any better. And people travel to the American borders wanting to just have a better life. That's all they want, is to have a better life. And so I have no problem with that. I want to respect. I want to honor. I want to do whatever I can. And for the people that are here, let them live here. Let them have an opportunity to become American citizens. But again, there's going to be people like you that are working to develop these programs to not only educate people, but also give them a safe haven, give them some water, give them some food. This is great. So tell me, you know, if you had a wish list right now, what would be at the top of your wish list?
Get on board people from different backgrounds, from different ways of thinking, because it's like I said, the slogan of my organization is honor and respect. That means we can disagree, but I know we're going to agree in a bunch of things.
In those things,
let's get together and make not just this project happen, a lot of projects that are in the back burner and need support. That's what we need to do.
That's right.
That's what I want. I know that's my wish list.
Well, we're definitely going to do everything that we can to be good citizens, right, Brains? Right here on the edge, right? Because we are the people that can agree to disagree and not be disagreeable. We don't have time to be distracted. We don't have time for hate and discord. There's things that need to be done. We need to save the planet. We need to save the agricultural. We need to teach our children to be loving, kind citizens, global citizens of the world. We need to walk together hand in hand. And I am so glad, Elizabeth, that you have come here and to share your story and your mission with us here on the Edge. I am definitely going to promote this to the moon and back. If there's anything I can do for you, my sister, please know that I am here in California for you. And I told you, I'm coming down to Florida. I got to see you. I don't know if I'm going to work with you in the field again, but I'm going to definitely come down.
I'm not going to work in the fields either.
No. Well, you do other kind of work, not necessarily picking the fruit, but you're picking the people and you're doing a great job with the translation and all of that. And your English, just take your time, baby. It's fine. My Spanish is about as good as your English. So thank you so much. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with my Brains before we conclude our interview today?
I want to thank you, Miss April, with the Edge. The Edge is, let me tell you a little bit, something really short before I leave. Since 2016, I'm connecting with entrepreneurs, a lot of them with important podcasts, that when I contact with them since 2016, they was not heard about them. And now they are really popular and they are known. I even went to Grant Cardone's office and you are the first one that approached me and was so kind to work with me and have me in this platform. May God bless you, because I believe in God, in his blessings, and I know you will be blessed abundantly because you have a great heart and everybody for you is the same.
Thank you so much. You bring tears to my eyes. You know, this work is not easy. And as the Bible says, to whom much is given, much is required. And I'm going to work like a Hebrew slave. So thank you again so much. Brains, get in contact. I have all of her information there. Support them. She has a library. You can donate great books. There may be some clothing resources. And cash never hurts. You know, people can't do nothing with a bunch of stuff. Go ahead and write a check if your heart deems so, okay? It's nothing but money. I love you. Thank you so much for being here on the Edge. I love you too. All right, Brains. Get in contact with you. I'll talk to you soon. Be well.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.